Andy Breckman, why don't you just mosey up to the microphone there?
I'm good.
No, you're kind of far away.
I'm fine, thanks. I'm comfortable. Thanks.
The program is 7 Second Delay, the Radio Stunt Program.
How you doing, Ken? How was your week?
Starring Andy Breckman. Can you move up closer to the microphone?
I'm really very comfortable. I'm a tall guy. I'm 6 feet tall. I'm stretched out.
All right, I'll just turn your mic up. There we go. You have a good week?
Did you?
Yeah, it's going great.
Did you make a decision about that?
About the thing?
About that problem we were talking about before the show? Whether or not you're going to return Jeffrey Epstein's money?
No.
The money you donated? More than half of your budget. That's a tough decision.
Yeah.
Also, you're going to have to find a new place, another island, to have your Christmas parties, I guess.
We had agreed not to talk about this on the air.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm talking about it.
You really like pushing my buttons.
I like provoking you.
Yeah.
I'm a provocateur.
Yeah.
That's what I am, buddy. You knew that. You knew that when you married me.
I did. Yeah.
I was completely transparent.
Yeah, well, great to have you back.
Thanks, buddy. Wait, I was here last week.
I'm just assuming you weren't here last week.
What did we do last week?
I don't really remember.
I don't either.
Yeah.
It was a classic. It was so good, I believe it's up on the website.
I could Google it. I could find out what we did.
Wait, hold on. No, this is an interesting challenge. Was I here?
You were here. It's all coming back to me now.
You know what I do remember about last week? Horrible traffic going home.
Yeah.
Do you know the answer, what we did?
Yes.
You do?
I've now remembered it, yeah.
Don't tell me.
I
don't want to know.
You revealed the song with the worst lyrics.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, and what was that? Do you agree with my choice?
No. No, I do not. But
did our listeners weigh in?
Yeah, we got lots of people calling up about songs with really terrible lyrics.
No one guessed it. Oh, I had my house up.
Your song, the Beach Boys song, what was the name of it? It's a Beautiful Day?
It's a Beautiful Day. Worst song out. Do you agree, Irwin? The worst? Pretty bad.
It's a bad song.
Yeah. Mike Love, Al Jardine.
Would you consider it worse than the Charles Manson song that the Beach Boys recorded?
Just remind me, what was that?
Never Learn Not to Love.
I'm not as familiar with it. I know that there was a Charles Manson song featured in Quentin Tarantino's movie. The Manson girls were singing it as they strolled along.
It must have been that song. Manson called it "Cease to Exist," and then
I don't think it was that song.
Really,
it was kind of a little lullaby song, and they were singing it to themselves while they were dumpster diving and hitchhiking.
Huh.
You haven't seen the movie?
I have seen the movie, but I missed that.
Oh, yeah, that's a Manson song.
Wow, did he get royalties for it?
His estate, his beloved widow,
his widow, and his son. Oh no, his son died.
Oh, I don't know. Isn't that the kind of thing Irwin's into? Irwin?
Yeah. Take that on, Irwin.
Yeah.
Get the Manson estate the money they deserve.
Make sure he gets every nickel.
Well, I'm very happy to hear you've come out of retirement.
Oh, I was retired for 4 days. They pulled me back in.
Yeah. For one last job.
Yeah, one last job. One last heist.
What's your last job?
Oh, I have a couple shows in the hopper.
Good for you.
The damn hopper.
Yeah.
The hopper.
That's
called
great.
Me, called my name. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
You know what we could do 1 week?
What?
We could give as a prize, we could have some kind of contest, and as a prize, I would offer, I guess I have to get Beth's permission, I would offer 2 tickets... to Evan's bar mitzvah. You come to the service, you put on a tie, you tuck your shirt in, put on a fancy dress.
Uh-huh.
You play, you know, be a listener plus one.
Are you having that much trouble getting people to go to the bar?
Yeah, we're really scraping the bottom of the barrel.
What about Molly's bat mitzvah?
Well, that was 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
No, we're doing fine. It's gonna be
You could rent people to
the
go.
The event of the... Well, I might have to. Or we could give away tickets. Don't you give away tickets for... your little local indie bands.
Okay, we'll give away tickets.
Granddad's Erection, they're playing Friday night at Monty Hall. Come down and see them.
Granddad's Erection.
Whatever band you got. I believe Granddad's Erection is the last name that's not been used.
No, it's been used.
It has been?
Yeah. They have members of Heavenly and Tallulah Gosh in the band.
I should have known.
Granddad's Erection.
But you can give them out. We can have some kind of contest.
Plus the bass player from Sarcastic Orgasm. It's kind of a super group, actually.
Yeah. I'm surprised they've lasted as long as they have. A lot of those super groups, they burn out, you know.
Well, Granddad's Erection, they just keep reinventing themselves.
Yeah.
Every time you try to define them and pin them down, boom, they've moved somewhere else.
You know what I've learned to do? Not try to define them and not pin them down. I've taught myself to ignore them.
Hey, well, we have a great program
tonight. Oh, we have a great program tonight.
We have great technology.
Great technology, ready, all hooked up, ready to go.
Yeah, we're doing. It's our second great mansplaining episode.
We've done a mansplaining episode?
We apparently did. I was telling the lunch crew about the show tonight, and I think Adrian said, "Oh yeah, you did a mansplaining show 2 years ago."
Boy, early onset dementia is a gift, isn't it?
It is. It's the best.
It's the best. So, but I don't think we've done exactly this. This is actually your daughter Daisy's suggestion.
Yes.
And thank you to her
for
that. So, the question is, mansplaining, I guess it is a real, we can't deny it's a thing, right?
Oh, it's real.
That men sometimes patronize women, they explain things.
They patronize other men.
They dominate the conversation, they think they know how to explain something, and everyone else in the room is supposed to just shut up and listen. It's a real phenomenon, I can't deny it. But there is an argument, isn't it possible, that it's a phenomenon for a good reason, that men are better at it. Men are inherently better at explaining things. You're saying, yeah, but there's a way that we can test that theory.
Okay, let's test the theory.
And here's what we're going to do. We're going to invite callers, be ye man or woman or anything in between, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To give us a call at 201-209-9368. We're going to disguise your voice. We will not know if you're a man or a woman. We won't know your name. We won't know any identifiable characteristics. All we'll hear is your voice, and we will ask you to explain something, and we have a number of topics, and we'll just give one to you and ask you to explain it. And then Ken and I will try to infer whether we're listening to a man or a woman, just from how well and how logically and how clearly they are.
Well, how well you mansplain.
How well they mansplain.
Yeah.
The theory is, it's a scientific experiment, and the theory and the working hypothesis is that men seem to be able to explain things more clearly than women.
Is that the working theory?
Why else are we doing this?
I didn't realize that was the working theory.
Well, this is all Daisy. It's all coming from your daughter.
Yeah. We just wanted to see whether, women would be able to do a good imitation of mansplanation to the point that they could fool us. I was thinking it was like the Turing test for mansplaining.
You mean, can a woman explain something so clearly and succinctly that we would be fooled into thinking we're listening to a man talking?
Well,
that's how well they would do.
That's not
that's exactly what you said.
Yeah,
I'm just parroting back what you said. That's exactly what you just said. Can a woman do it as well?
Exactly.
As a man? Yeah.
Can a woman be as patronizing as a man? That's the question. And we have our first contestant.
But we don't know. We don't know if it's a man or a woman. We can't ask their name.
We don't. Oh boy, this is exciting.
Turn on your little voice. What do you call it?
Got the demon voice.
Your voice recalibrator. Okay. What is the technical name for this?
It's the demon voice.
The demon voice. Okay, so we won't hear their actual voice.
Right.
And Nick knows not to tell us their name.
Yes. Nick has only told us that we're talking to Montclair, New Jersey. You're on the air.
Hello, Montclair.
Hello, Jersey City. How are you?
That could be a woman?
It could be. Move over a little bit.
You mean a woman or a man would sound the same?
Get him
Don't
talking.
Don't we usually? We're all people, after all.
There we go.
We're all people, after all. Well, that's an interesting theory. We're all people, after all.
Hello, says, Montclair.
Says the demon from Montclair. Hello. So, Montclair, we're going to
explain again. I already forgot.
We're going to ask you to explain something as clearly as you can, and then we're going to try to guess whether we're talking to a woman or a man. Okay, Ken?
I think I can do that.
Okay, Ken, give the demon from Montclair their topic.
Okay, Montclair.
Please mansplain the following.
Mansplain how to parallel park.
Well, first you line up with the car that's parked in front of you, if there is a car parked in front of you, and you would get your passenger side window to line up directly with their back brake light. And that, from that point, you would go into the reverse position after driving forward so that your passenger side mirror matches up with their brake light. And then you would go into reverse, either using your A, backup camera, or B, eyes, also known as your backup camera, to see the car behind you. Then you would park parallelly using both of the cars to position your own car.
I'm ready with my guess.
This is a man.
It's clearly a man.
This is a man that I admire, and this is a brother.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
And it's clearly, how did you know it was a man?
The A and B.
Yes, exactly. Yes, that's an engineer talking,
yeah.
Right?
A, B.
Yes.
Yeah.
So clearly, in other words, what Ken is trying to say, it was explained so clearly and so logically that it can only have been a man.
So,
and that explains, I believe, we're starting to explain the phenomenon of mansplaining.
So patronizingly.
There is a... Yeah. Exactly. There is a reason that mansplaining exists.
What's your name, Montclair?
Tom.
Thanks for calling, Tom.
Of course.
Okay.
That's how it works.
Can a woman fool us? 201-209-9368.
One of the premises that my daughter Daisy had was that women love to imitate mansplaining. So now's your opportunity.
Well, they can't, though. They can try.
Oh, they can. Oh, well, I think they
it'll
can.
It'll be fun to listen to them try. We will even disguise their voice. We won't know who we're talking to. All we'll be able to know is the content of their character. We won't be able to judge them by their gender or the color of their skin.
Okay, here we go.
This is a Martin Luther King's dream show, isn't it?
Oh, this is a virtue signaling show?
No, this is a show where we're judging people by the content of their character only.
Oh, yes, the content of their character.
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, Indiana, you're on the air.
Hello, Indiana, the demon from Indiana. We don't know if you're a. We don't know if you're a man or a woman, but regardless, we're going to ask you to explain something for us.
Okay.
Or mansplain something, and then we will try to determine whether we're talking to a man or a woman. Ken, what should this demon mansplain to us?
Indiana, tell us how to make coffee.
Okay. So first you need to determine what type of coffee it is that you want to make. That's going to determine the type of roast and bean. And then you'll need to also grind that coffee to the appropriate level of fineness or coarseness, depending on your brewing method. There's many different options that you can do. French press, espresso, drip, pour over. Select your option from there, and you now have the grounds appropriately at their level, and then you go ahead and start whatever mechanism that you need, whether it's the machine to do the brewing or you're boiling the water, and so then you pursue the...
Thank you, Indiana. I am ready with my guess.
I'm afraid it's a man again.
We're talking to a man because how did you know it was a man?
The appropriate level.
Oh, I thought it was the mechanism, the mechanism. Oh. But this was well explained. There clearly is a qualitative difference, I believe, between a woman and a man explaining things, and there's a reason why when a man starts explaining things, women might...
Well, why don't we see if...
a woman could fool us?
If Indiana is a man or not.
Well, please, Ken.
Indiana, what's your real name?
This is Zachary.
Hey, yeah, Zachary.
Zachary, thank you very much. That was
thank you.
That was perfectly explained. He did things in sequence. He did things in order.
So what's your thesis? That a woman explaining something is just going to be all over the map?
You'll find out. Wait, my friend. Wait, be patient. Be patient. You'll see soon enough. We are going to bat 1,000. That's my thesis.
Well, given that only men call the program.
No, that's not true either. We have about 40% women female callers.
I think more like 20%.
Yeah, we'll see.
Pamela in San Francisco.
No!
What?
Wait, you know their name? You know who it is?
No. No, I'm asking Pamela to call.
Oh, I see.
Don't say San Francisco. Tell Nick the Bard some other city so I don't know that it's you.
201-209-9368.
All right, let's set up the demon voice again.
Okay.
And we go to Livingston. Livingston, you're on the air. Hello, Livingston.
Our demon from Livingston. Our demon friend.
Yes, it's you, Livingston.
Livingston?
Yeah. Well, we're talking... Right. Okay, sorry. Sorry, we're talking to you. Whoever you are, we're talking to you.
Where are you located? Right. Where are you located, sir or madam?
I'm in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, okay.
Okay. Our demon friend in Brooklyn is going to explain something to us. We don't know if it's a man or a woman, but we will perhaps be able to infer their gender.
Okay, Brooklyn, tell us how to make scrambled eggs.
Oh, first you take out the eggs, and you take out a bowl, and then you take out milk. After you mix it all together, you turn the heat on under the pan. Once that pan is on and it's all heated, you put some butter in, but do not burn the butter. Dump your eggs in. Make sure it doesn't stick too much. Mix it around a little bit in the pan. I like to put some cracked pepper in.
Cracked pepper.
Okay, you ready with your guess?
I'm ready with my guess.
Oh, this is yet another man. And what was the? To me, the telltale phrase was "dump your eggs in."
Oh yeah, dumping.
I believe a woman would go into more detail.
Brooklyn,
be more graceful.
Brooklyn, what's your name?
It's Paul.
Hey, Paul.
It's Paul. Paul, have you ever made scrambled eggs in your life?
Not as a woman.
Well, you explained it the way a guy would explain it. I could follow it, but I believe a woman would add a little more poetry.
Poetry like don't burn the butter?
Yeah, like don't burn the butter. I believe a woman might get into the details, the minutiae of...
Yeah, that threw me off a little bit, not burning the butter.
I don't even know what that means.
That is pretty crucial.
It is. Thank you very much. My God, look at this. Kenny, we're batting 1,000.
Yeah. What we're looking for now are women who can mansplain.
201-209-9368.
Women who can do a good mansplain imitation.
Well, we don't want to just hear from women. We want to mix it up.
Yeah. But
we'll
so far, we've had 3 men in a row.
Well, that's all right. That happens. You flip coins, you get 3 heads in a row. 201-209-9368.
You got it. I think you have the phone number memorized.
Well,
it's amazing.
I'm staring at it on the wall. Yeah. Hey, where's our Dylan tape in case of emergency?
Oh, I know. We've got to bring that downstairs. It's still upstairs in Studio B.
In case Bob Dylan passes?
Yeah, we got to bring that.
We did our memorial show a decade in advance.
15 years ago. Oh, we've missed so much of his career.
We have.
Yeah. His Nobel Prize.
We should update that. What was your favorite quote from his Nobel Prize speech?
Wish I wasn't here. Actually, did he
actually... He wasn't there.
Did he actually speak?
No, I think he sent the...
He sent somebody else.
I like the fireman joke he began with, he opened with.
What was that?
You didn't hear the speech?
No, I missed it. I usually catch the Nobel Prize speeches, but last time I missed it.
He opened with a little icebreaker, a little joke.
What was it?
He said, two guys are talking. One guy says, when my son was a little boy, he wanted to be a fireman. So I bought him a pole, put it in the basement so he could practice sliding up and down the pole. And the other guy says, did it work? Did he become a fireman? And the first guy says, no, but both his sisters became strippers.
Dylan told that joke at the Nobel Prize ceremony?
Unless I misread the speech. Unless I'm misremembering it.
Wow. All right, we go to Staten Island. You're on the air.
The demon from Staten Island. Be he male, be he female, we will determine that. Hello,
hey,
Staten
like
Island.
Like the show, but sometimes I don't like it.
Yeah, that's you can imagine how we feel.
I'm ready.
Yeah,
for,
anyway,
I'm ready with my guest.
Last week's show was another no-brainer. I mean, nobody could guess that. And a few months ago, you had the best introduction, Land of a Thousand Dances, and so many others said many better introductions, like Shine On Your Crazy Diamond.
I'm ready with my guess.
Well, of course, it's a guy.
It's a guy.
Of course. Thanks very much for calling. Don't even have to. We don't even have to have him identify himself.
Staten Island, what's your name?
David.
Hey, David.
Hey, Dave. I'm so glad you loved last week's show. You thought it was a classic, and we agree with you.
Thank you, David.
We're really proud of it, too. Thanks, David.
I knew it was a man because no woman could be that whiny.
And I don't think any woman has ever heard two of our shows.
Yeah, that's true, too.
They sit through one show, and that's enough.
All right, we're asking men and women to call up and mansplain with their voice disguised, and Andy and I have to decide whether you're a man or a woman.
201-209-9368. Bye, Erwin. Great show. See you next week, man.
And line one in Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Brooklyn.
Our demon from Brooklyn. You love the show.
It's someone's mansplaining to you.
Well, we're going to ask you to mansplain, if you're a man or a woman, in either case, mansplain the following process.
Okay, Brooklyn, tell us how to get from where you live to Times Square.
So it's going to depend on how you're getting there. Are you taking the subway? Are you taking a taxi? Or are you walking or are you biking?
Brooklyn, it's your choice.
All right, well, if you're taking the subway, you're going to want to hop on the L, and so you may not know this, but the L is semi-shut down right now, so you're going to want to wait and see. Some trains are running every 20 minutes, and some trains are running every 10 minutes. So what time of day are you leaving? That's important. You're going to want to take the L, and then you're going to want to switch. Now, you can take it to 14th Street Union Square, and you can either hop on the Q or the N, and now that goes express. Or you can take the R, and that goes local. And you can take that all the way up, or you can avoid all of that L nonsense and take the J, and take the J to Essex-Lancy Street, and you can hop on the F. And if you want to go express, you can hop off the S at West 4th Street and take the B or the D.
I'm ready with my guess.
Well, me too.
It's a woman.
You think that's a woman?
Yeah. You think it's a man?
I do.
Brooklyn, what's your name?
I'm Tilly, and you're both kind of right. I'm non-binary.
Oh, you're bi. She's bipolar.
There you go. Bipolar. Non-binary. She identifies as a little of each.
So we both win.
We both get half the point?
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins with non-binary bipolar people.
Well, we have to throw it to the judges.
And I feel like mansplaining is not so much who can explain something better, but just the annoying experience of somebody explaining something to you that you already know.
Yes, patronizing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Patronizing, that's a very big word, Ken, for for a little boy.
Yeah, thank you. That's a mansplaining. That's mansplaining in action. What you just did right there.
I can't go into my theory with a caller on the phone because I'll be insulting them. But you did very good.
You go ahead and insult Brooklyn.
I will not insult Brooklyn. But Brooklyn, you clearly is that your commute every day? Because you clearly have that down pat.
yeah, I do commute that pretty regularly.
To Midtown, I'm guessing.
Unfortunately, some of my commutes jump me in the hell mouth.
Well, you explained it very well, I don't know what to say. I guess Ken and I each get half a point.
Yeah.
And we thank you for...
I get more of half a point than you do, though. Give me the bigger half of the point.
You get the bigger half of the point.
Thank you, Brooklyn. So what we're doing here is we're asking men and women, or non-binary people, or bipolar people, to call us up at 201-209-9368. We'll give you something to mansplain, and then we have to guess whether you are male, female, or bipolar.
Now, you think you have half, more than half of that last point.
I do.
Because she was born female.
It would appear so, yeah.
Okay, I'm just curious. What percentage would you give yourself on that answer?
60.
Okay, and from 1 to 100, how uncomfortable were you with my question just now?
Not at all.
The answer is 90. You were 90% uncomfortable.
No, I don't care. All right, let's turn the demon voice on again. And
well, I mean, the good news is that demon voice works.
Yes.
I was fooled. But she really knew her subway stops.
Yeah.
I was very impressed. And where is this?
We now go to Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
You're on the air.
Hello, Demon from Atlanta.
Hi there.
Demon from Atlanta, we don't know if you're a man or a woman, but we're going to try to discern your gender by your response to this challenge. Tell us how to get from where you are, Atlanta, Georgia, to Times Square in New York.
Well, you're going to take the 20 West to Hertzell Jackson. Hopefully you've purchased an airplane ticket. Then you're going to fly to, I believe, JFK, and then you take a cab to Times Square.
Not bad.
Not bad. Are you ready with your guess?
Yeah, I'm a little confused.
You're a little torn?
Yeah. That was a little bit too straightforward for a man.
I think it is a woman. To me, the key phrase is buy an airplane ticket.
Yeah, that's something a woman would say.
That sounded more feminine than male to me. But let's see who's right.
Okay, Atlanta, what's your name?
My name is Courtney, and I am a woman.
Wow.
There you go. You're one of those 100% women that we've heard about.
100%.
No, I've heard about you. You know how many are left in the continental United States?
How many?
24. 24 women that identify 100% as women. And we're speaking to one of them.
Hey, Courtney, can you hear Andy's, your leg? Can you hear Andy's leg?
My restless leg.
The restless leg syndrome.
My shaking leg.
Yeah.
It's squeaking a little bit.
No, I can't hear it.
Yeah, we're now in the, we're in the refinished main studio, and now your restless leg is actually making noise for some reason. It never did before.
Is it drowning out my chewing gum, the chomping on the gum?
A bit, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
It's a win-win-win-win-win.
Well, Courtney, thanks a lot for playing. That was good.
No problem. Thank you.
Now, could you have, here's a question. Answer it truthfully,
okay,
if you dare.
Yeah.
Just based on what Courtney said, could you have begun your trip and gotten anywhere near Times Square?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, she said
of course you have to say that.
She said to take the road, the main road to the airport in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You fly to JFK. That was one thing. I think that probably would be easier to fly to Newark from Atlanta than to JFK. JFK.
Yeah, a man would know that. Yeah. That's the clue. Exactly. Yeah, right. Exactly, Ken.
Right.
A man would have known that.
Yeah, so that's why I was thinking it wasn't a man. It's like more likely that it would
maybe be. Maybe Courtney's husband could call back and answer the same question.
Yes, yes, that would be great. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. Give us a call and mansplain something. We'll disguise your voice. and then we have to guess whether you are man, woman, or in between.
Somewhere in between.
And we go to Manhattan. You're on the air.
That's sweet, sweet, sweet spot. Right in between. Hey, thanks for calling, hello? Manhattan. It's a demon from Manhattan.
Yes, I am.
And we don't know if you're a man or woman. Your voice is disguised. We're going to ask you to explain something. And we're going to try to gauge. We're going to try to gauge your gender. Ken, what should the demon from Manhattan explain?
Okay, Manhattan, tell us how to clean your teeth.
How to brush and clean your teeth.
How to brush my teeth?
Yeah, how to brush and clean your teeth.
Okay, well, you get your toothbrush and you wet it first, and then you put a little bit of toothpaste on it, and then you put it back under the water, and then you put it in your mouth, and don't forget to brush your gums as well as your teeth, and you do it over and over again, and let's see, what else?
Can I ask if you've ever actually brushed your teeth? Have you?
Yes, I even floss occasionally.
And you even floss occasionally. Okay, are you ready with your guess, Ken?
Yeah, but I really don't know. I'll guess that Manhattan's a man. But
I'm going to guess the same. I'm going to guess a man.
Manhattan, what's your name?
I am Roger.
There you go.
Hey, Roger.
Now, what made you tilt man on that in that response in Roger's response? To me, it was the pacing
yes.
of the answer.
Yes, I was
the hemming and the hawing and the pauses.
Yeah,
I'm a sensitive guy.
You are a sensitive guy. You're a man. Technically, a man. Is that what you're saying?
I'm a woman trapped in a man's body.
There was also something slightly male about the flossing joke.
Yes,
when he said,
I would agree.
He said, "I occasionally floss." Also.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah,
but thank you for calling.
Thanks, Manhattan.
All right.
201-209-9368. Call us up. We're going to ask you to explain something, and we're going to try to determine your gender.
Indiana, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, Indiana.
First-time caller.
A demon from Indiana. Loves the show. It means the world to us, doesn't it, Kenny?
Yes.
We're going to ask Indiana to explain something to us. Indiana, how do you, if you wanted to buy a bottle of aspirin, how would you go about it?
Okay, well, it depends on what kind of store you want to support. Do you want to support a big box store, your local grocery store, or a convenience store, or your local chain of pharmacies or a local pharmacy?
Okay, it'd be Indiana, it's your choice.
Decide to get there, or you're going to walk, you're going to take a taxi, you're going to ride your bike, or drive your car. And once you arrive there, then you need to enter the building, and you can look around for the aisle that has the painkillers in it.
I'm ready with my guess.
Okay, what is your guess?
My guess is that Indiana is a woman.
I would agree.
Indiana, what's your name?
I'm Annie.
Hi, Annie.
What was the telltale
what
clue for you?
Away?
What gave her away is that she knew the power of her pocketbook. She knew that which you know what kind of retail outlet she was going to support with
yes,
her purchase.
Yes, Annie, that's exactly right. Any guy would have been at the nearest Walgreens and not given a damn.
Yeah. Any guy would say, you just walk to the bodega.
Yeah, exactly.
You ask for aspirin.
Exactly. It would have been over. But our woke friend from Indiana agonized over where to spend her $1.19.
Damn.
Exactly. Well, God bless you. You're going to heaven.
heaven is a big box store, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all. It's all Costco.
Yeah, heaven looks a lot like Walmart.
Yeah.
Right. That's kind of hell.
Oh, that's hell. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, for some people, it's heaven.
Hey, thanks very much.
Thanks, Annie.
201-209-9368. Okay. Whether my theory is true or not, you've got to give me this. we're pretty good at determining gender just from some clues in how things are described. There seems to be a difference, a qualitative difference in how the different genders approach the problem.
True. We're nailing it most of the time.
It's interesting.
Another test would be to get the voice out of it altogether.
And just have them type
and
it?
And just have them type
speech
it.
To text?
Yeah, but that's not good for radio.
This is a very interesting show. And for that, I hope our listeners will forgive us.
It won't happen again.
Yeah.
Believe me. Well, it might happen again, but it won't. It's not going to happen for a long, long time.
Yeah, I mean, the odds are we do so many shows a year, two or three are going to be interesting.
All right, East Rutherford, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hey, it's a demon from East Rutherford.
Hey,
We don't know what your gender is, but we're going to try to figure it out. Ken, do we have anything left on the list?
Yes, we do. East Rutherford, tell us how to clean your gun.
How to clean my gun. Okay. First, I would open the chamber, make sure it's not loaded.
Okay.
Just to be safe, you know, don't want to shoot myself cleaning it, because a lot of people have gone that way in history. And I would get one of those. I would get a super pipe cleaner thing. I forgot what you call them, but they have, like, big bristles, and I just go in there in the muzzle with that thing and just go back and forth. And
I got my answer.
Grime out of there.
I got my answer.
I got my answer too.
He knew the phrase. He knew the term muzzle. He knew the term chamber.
It's a guy.
It's a guy that has played with at least played with toy guns.
East Rutherford, what's your name?
I'm Sam the Appraiser.
Oh, Sam. It's Sam the Appraiser. There you go. Sam, do you own a weapon? Is there a weapon in your house?
No.
Okay, nothing
that you need to know about. No, I've never touched a gun. I mean, everyone knows what a muzzle and a chamber are, right?
Chicks don't.
Well, I knew that he wasn't. I knew he was a guy, and I knew he was not a gun owner, because I don't think you clean a gun with a pipe cleaner.
Yeah,
you clean a pipe
isn't that
with
something a chick would say.
Yeah,
true. Pipe cleaners are used. Pipe cleaners are used to make little statuettes at camp.
No, you use it to clean the resin out of your pipe.
Oh, yeah, or do that.
Yeah. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome.
201-209-9368.
And we go to Tappan, New York. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Tappan.
Hi, Tappan, New York. We don't know if you're a man or a woman, but we're going to try to figure it out by throwing your answer with this. Tell us, Tappan, New York, how do you arrange your music collection, your record collection?
First of all, it's pronounced Tappan, not pronounced
Tappan.
Okay. Tappan.
Tappan. Sorry. Yeah. I'm ready with my guess.
Yes.
It's a guy.
You don't have to be. You can wait for me to talk about my record.
Okay, go ahead, Tappan.
Yeah, because that was a little patronizing right there, wasn't it?
First of all, alphabetical. So when I can't quite figure it out, for example, when there's two names to a person, first and last name, etc.
Right.
Then I do it by how old they are. Youngest to oldest.
Well, Tappan, where would you file Alice Cooper? Under A or C?
Under A, of course.
I'm ready with my guess.
Yeah,
it's a guy.
Yeah, it has to be a guy because a woman would not buy an Alice Cooper record.
Tappan, what's your name?
My name is Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Hi, guys.
Well, as soon as you corrected the pronunciation.
Yeah, we knew.
Yeah, because women would not be as audacious, as bold as that.
Right.
Yeah.
As insulting.
As insulting and patronizing.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Peter.
Talk to you soon.
Talk to you very soon. We hope. Well, we've had contests in the past. We've never scored as high.
Yes, I know. We're nailing it almost every time.
I wonder if our listeners who are playing along are doing as well. 201-209-9368.
All right, we're keeping Nick the Bard very busy. Give us a call. There's one open line right now, 201-209-9368. And we go to Los Angeles. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, Los Angeles.
Hi, Los Angeles. Thanks for calling. We don't know if you're a man or a woman, but hopefully we'll get some hints. Answer this question. How do you pay your heating bill every month?
I have the power company has my banking information, and they just take it away from my account every month.
Sounds like this person's enrolled in auto pay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's an easy process. Do you know how much the bill is every month?
They email me. Yeah, I mean, roughly I know what it is every month. Well, actually, I have a thing now with the power company where every month it's the same amount.
Whoa.
And even that, that's something they do here.
Okay, are you ready with your guess?
Yeah, this is a tough one.
It's a tough one because the answer was not in a lot of, there was not a lot of detail.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess female.
I'm going to guess non-binary. Los Angeles, what's your name?
This is Courtney's husband.
Oh, my gosh. I was burned. Okay, fantastic.
So we lied about the city.
Okay.
Courtney's husband. Does Courtney know you're non-binary?
Does Courtney know?
She's the one. She's bi, actually.
Oh, congratulations on that, for one thing, right, Kenny?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well played, Courtney's like husband.
Paddling upstream. You must have a lot to offer, Courtney's husband. All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Hey, I wonder, you know, that brings up an interesting question. I wonder if my wife is bi. I have to ask her tonight.
You haven't asked her?
That never has come up before. How about your wife? Do you think she's bi?
No, she's not. I've checked.
Hey, Beth, if you're listening, give us a call. I have a quick question. Just take a second. Wouldn't that be great if she was?
Why would that be so great?
Oh, I've seen. There was a movie I saw once.
Yeah, what was it?
Well.
Eyes Wide Shut?
Eyes Wide Shut, yeah. It was half as good as the book.
New Hampshire, you're on the air.
Thanks, New Hampshire, for calling.
I can't believe I got through.
Okay, New Hampshire, tell us how you take care of a plant, of a house plant.
I buy plastic plants. And I leave it wherever I want. And I, if it starts to get really thick dust on it, I might shake it.
I'm ready with my guess.
Yeah, because women aren't funny. Is that what you're saying?
No.
This guy's funny.
No, it's a woman.
You think this is a woman?
I think it's a woman.
I think it's a guy.
New Hampshire, what's your name?
It's Pamela.
Oh!
Yay! I got it.
Pamela, I tip my hat to you. I tip my pretty hat to you.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Thank you. At least I got one of you. I would have been really disappointed.
You proved me wrong. You put me in my place.
I was going to say it's a woman pretending to be a man.
Yeah.
It's a woman who has four older brothers.
And you were channeling them with your little plastic plants. Because in real life, Pamela, you have a real green thumb. You have beautiful plants.
I buy plants that don't die very easily.
I love plastic plants.
Yeah, I have one of those at work.
Yeah,
great.
I have a beautiful plastic ficus that's lived in the WFMU stairwell for over 20 years now.
That's great.
It's fantastic.
And nobody's pooped in it.
No, they went next to it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. They missed.
I'm trying to think if there's a less interesting conversation I could ever hear in my life.
Boiler alert.
Yeah. No, I'm stumped. That was it. That's the bottom. Oh. Hey, if you're listening, that was a historic moment. We hit bottom.
Thanks. I'm glad to bring you these moments.
Yeah,
Andy.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Pamela.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Any other plastic plants in your life, Ken?
Other than the plastic ficus that's lived in the stairwell for 20 years?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
Let me think.
Oh God! Hey, do you have any ground glass I could chew while you're thinking?
No, it's all used up.
Oh,
sorry.
You use them up at the big staff meetings. You pass the bowl around, don't you?
No need to pass it around. People come and just take a handful.
Oh, they bring their own.
Well, I make them come up to the podium and take some. I'm not going to make it easy for them.
Ken. Always has to top his friend Andy.
Phone number here is 201-209-9368.
Can't let Andy get the last laugh.
201-209-9368.
Yeah.
Give us a call. We'll disguise your voice. You mansplain something, and we have to guess whether you're a man or a woman.
You chick or mansplain something. We don't know which
and
one it's going to be.
I believe I'm winning now because I got Pamela.
You are. You've hit a few that you've nailed a few that I missed. And all my big talk at the top of the show.
And we go to the jewel of the Atlantic seaboard, New Brunswick. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, New Brunswick.
Hi, hello. Demon from New Brunswick. Hey, could you explain something to us? You could chick or mansplain it.
Okay, I'll pick one of the options.
Okay. Tell us how the Electoral College works.
Oh, okay. So, basically, back in the day, they divided each state based on how many, the population within each state, and then they gave each state a number based on the population. So then is the electoral votes per state. But because of this, now, like, different populations are, because now with the more complex voting system, we have a more accurate reading for how many people per state there actually are, because that was more efficient when there was a less accurate way to detect each specific vote.
I'm ready with my guess.
Okay. I'm saying female.
I'm saying female too. New Brunswick, what's your name?
My name's Jelly, and I am female, so
born and raised as a female?
Yes, indeed.
And still a female?
Still a female.
Fantastic. Do you think you'll be a female 5 years from now? Do you have a 5-year plan?
As far as I know, I am continuing this route.
Okay. Well, call us, because we'd like to be there when you make the big transition. That would be a great show, wouldn't it, Ken? When one of our listeners flips the switch?
Yeah. I don't think it's a sudden thing. I think
jumps, changes lanes?
I think it's more gradual.
Well, we'd have a whole hour. Well, it could be a two-parter. I know what you're saying.
Okay.
That'd be great.
So it could be an hour and a week for their transition.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, New Brunswick. Thanks for playing.
Thanks.
Hey, anyone willing to transition live on our show will get 2 free tickets to my son's bar mitzvah.
And when is that bar mitzvah?
In November, early November.
So coming soon.
Coming soon.
So they have to transition pretty right away, really.
Yeah.
They've got to do it in September, October.
Well, they have to know what to wear, too. That's a big decision.
All right. We go once again to the demon line. Disguise your voice. And Berkeley Heights, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Berkeley Heights.
Hi, Berkeley Heights. Thanks for calling. And we'd like you to either chick-splain or mansplain the following process to us. Do we have anything left on our list, Kenny?
Yes, we do. Tell us where babies come from.
Where do babies come from? To which audience, children or adults?
I guess explain it to children.
To children. I'd probably say leave that for your parents to explain. Ask them later. Because I don't want to cross any boundaries.
If that's your answer, that's a tough one.
Berkeley Heights doesn't want to answer the question.
Berkeley Heights is afraid that she might offend young ears.
Well, you've just.
I believe that's a female reaction, and I would guess, although I'm not sure, I would guess we're talking to a woman.
I agree. It's probably a woman. Berkeley Heights, what's your name?
Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. There you go.
Hi,
Felicia. You didn't want to stun and upset and traumatize any children listening.
Well, more like I don't want their parents coming after me later when they find out that I've given their kids early sex education.
Alicia, I should have mentioned this earlier in the show. No one is listening. It's 100% safe. That's one of the
Courtney's husband.
No. I mean the hypothetical child's parents.
Oh, I see. Yes,
exactly. Courtney's husband is listening.
Yeah. No one is listening except Courtney's husband.
And he already knows where babies come from.
Yeah.
He's a child.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for playing, Alicia.
He's one lucky guy, right, Ken? With that bisexual, hot bisexual wife of his?
Yeah, yeah.
How'd he do that? How'd he swing that?
So you're into the whole bisexual thing.
I don't know. I have to ask Beth if we're into it. I don't even know enough to know.
Is that because you want to have a threesome?
Is that how it works?
No, not necessarily. Is Beth calling?
I don't think Beth. I think Beth is with one of the grandkids. Beth is with Nate.
I see. Okay.
So I don't even think she's listening.
Queens, New York, you're on the air.
Hey, Queens, our demon from Queens.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me.
Queens, New York, tell us how you would return a package to Amazon, for example.
Right. First, I would double check that I need to return it. Then, I would probably repackage it in nondescript packaging, because I want to save the Amazon packaging for an undisclosed purpose. I'd probably then get to the post office, where I would wait in line and then give up. And,
I'm ready with my guess.
I am too, because there's so few female mail bombers.
It's a man.
Yeah. The Unabomber was a man. I'm guessing this guy is a man.
Queens, New York, what's your name?
It's Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Justin, what do you save the Amazon boxes for?
I can't confirm nor deny what I use those for. I can't say that on the live air. I'll have to say
dear
that
God.
There was also the fact that Justin had no idea how to return
Package
to Amazon. There was nothing about getting a return authorization.
Here's the information you won't be hearing tonight. Alicia will not be telling you where babies come from, and Justin will not be telling you what he does with the Amazon boxes that he collects.
That's not happening.
That ain't happening, buddy.
All right, thanks, Justin. Thanks. Good luck with your Amazon box.
You could waterboard that young man. He won't tell you what his plans are with the Amazon boxes.
All right, we're running out of time.
Thank God. Thank the Lord for that.
Hillside. You're on the air. Hello, Hillside.
Hello?
Hello there, Hillside.
Hi.
Hi, you love the show.
Sorry, what was that?
You love the show.
I do. First time listening.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you're on this. Hey, could you explain something to us? Explain how you would shop and buy a new car.
Would go to one of those like online dealer type of things and get a car that way.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
I'm going to repeat your answer. I believe I can do it verbatim. I would go to one of those online dealer kinds of things, and buy one that way, period. Is that your answer?
100%.
We're talking to a chick.
You knew it was a woman.
Oh, yeah. We're talking to a chick who has never bought a car in her life.
Are you sure?
That would be my guess.
Well, I don't know.
Well, we're thrilled that you took the time to join us anyway.
Can I say just hi? I know my friend Sarah's listening, but I want to say hi if she is.
Okay, you don't know if your friend, you don't know our show. You've never heard our show. You're calling in for the first time. This is, so what are the odds of your friend Sarah listening? What would you say the odds are?
Maybe 50%?
Yeah, it's a math problem. Yeah, 50%, right, 50-50. Well, thank you for that shout out to Sarah.
All right, thanks, Hillside.
Good old Sarah. I wonder how she's doing. I worry about Sarah sometimes.
Yeah, what are you most worried about?
She had a tough year.
You think she's going to harm herself or something?
No. I just hope she kind of finds herself. She's just a little lost lately.
Monroe, New York, you're on the air.
Hey, it's our demon friend from Monroe. We don't know if he or she is a he or a she.
Hello, Monroe.
Yes.
Monroe, tell us how to fold a T-shirt.
I put the sleeve in the middle and I put it, I fold it.
I'm ready with my guess. This is a guy. Monroe, what's your name?
Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Thanks for calling. Okay, here we go. Let's do another one. We have time for one or two more. Hey, who's our demon?
It's San Francisco.
Hey, our demon from San Francisco. Hey, demon from San Francisco. Man.
Hey, first time caller.
Good. I'm glad you called. Man or chick, explain this. How do you pack for a 1 week vacation?
Well, first I pack all my bathroom supplies. Then.
Does that include
how many days? I look at the weather.
Does that include tampons?
Well, of course, but I don't think it'll be that weak.
I'm ready with my guess. It's a man.
Oh, I'm not that funny, am I?
You're pretty funny. You're funnier than most chicks. We know that.
Well, yes.
Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks. And thank you, Nick the Bard, for helping out tonight. Sorry that we didn't get to the last two people on the line.
Hey, Ken, what should I do next week? I'm in L.A., right?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's Wednesday. It would be 3 p.m. L.A. time, right?
Uh-huh.
If I was going to Skype in. But here's the thing. I have a 1 p.m. lunch.
Okay.
Okay? It's in Beverly Hills. It's going to go about 90 minutes.
So you'll be done with lunch about half an hour before the show.
But then I have to scoot back to my hotel, back to Santa Monica.
Oh, you can't get anywhere in half an hour.
I know.
In L.A.
I don't know what to do.
No, you're not going to be able to do the show next week.
Is there any way to pre-tape it tomorrow? Are you around?
Friday would be better for me, not tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should I come in live?
Yeah, we could do that path station idea. I do like the path station idea.
Yeah, I'm going to load up my Metro card. We're going to go to the path station, and we're going to offer a free swipe, I guess.
Yeah, to anybody who will write WFMU on their forehead.
Yeah, to anyone who let us write it on their forehead with a Sharpie. Is that too much to ask? We'll find out. Find out next week.
Okay. Be at the Exchange Place path station on Friday to take part. Thank you, Nick the Bard.
Cut your bangs. Guys, gals, cut your bangs first. Don't make us work around your damn haircut.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned next for Radio Vert with Nicole.
ไปย่องไล่ตนรับเพื่อนต้มไปย่องไล่ ดานจิตใจของเธอมันดีเห็นไหมพี่คำพี่เพิ่นกล่าวเห็นไหมพี่คำพี่เพิ่นกล่าวเห็นผู้สาวอย่าเฝ้าไปเฝ้าหม้อเห็นแล้วก็ทำตาว่างเสยเห็นแล้วก็ทำตาว่างเสยอย่าไปตีก็เลยเหลืองขาไล่นะอย่าเด้อพี่อย่าตีเหย้าตีสัญญาตีสูตีตำรวจประตำแต่งตั้งเอาให้แทนแล้วดาดันมาตีอยู่ตีกินแล้วดาดันมาตีอยู่ตีกินอดพอเถอะไปมองเถอะ
Som Chai chanted calmly as Nong Tam's body twitched a final time. The flames flickering high in the sky, the charred scent of his best friend's flesh dancing to the breeze. Som Chai sat as close to the funeral pyre as he could bear, intoning different Buddhist sutras as he sweated under his decaying orange robes. But as the sacred words fell from Som Chai's lips, he felt unable to truly meditate on these aspects of the noble truths. Instead, he watched in horror as Tam jumped and kicked to the flames. She'd been dead! She'd been gone! Her body cut into so many pieces she'd resembled a jigsaw puzzle instead of the temporary vessel once known as Bum Tam Theravit. All life is suffering, he told himself, trying to act like a proper Buddhist monk, even though he felt far from one in his heart. And still she kicked, and still she shrieked silent screams, and then, as if a mechanical switch clicked off, all motion in the pyre stopped except for the rush of flames. Som Chai fingered the remains of the holy Saisin thread in his lap, which had bound Tam's severed hands, enabling her to clasp a single lotus flower to her breasts. He hadn't seen Tam in years and had believed her dead, or escaped to one of the cold lands like New Zealand where Nana was still embraced, until the blues brought her body to his charnel grounds. He'd immediately known the militia members were testing him, seeing if he'd protest Tam's death, seeing if he'd remain detached from their fight. But despite this, the blues still honored Tam. They'd stacked her funeral pyre with the best aged wood for a quick, hot fire. They'd pieced her body together and clothed her in white robes before gracing her forehead with white flower garlands. And in a final honor, Senam, the fearsome leader of the Blue Militia, personally arranged Tam's severed head so she could see Som Chai as he sat before her enchanted. On seeing Som Chai in his robes, Tam's beautiful face had smiled. She'd tried to speak, but no sounds escaped her lips because of her severed throat. She'd merely blown him a kiss and closed her eyes, listening to his chanting until the flames exploded around her. Even though Som Chai knew clinging to his emotions was delusional, seeing Tam's beautiful eyes rocked him like lightning jumping through a storm. He felt happiness at being with Tam again, even if only briefly. Satisfaction at his friend seeing that he'd indeed become a monk. Sadness at her painful death. And loneliness. Loneliness above all. Because now, Tam was truly gone.
Mm-hmm.